So what we're going to do is I'm going to open the church up, and so once we all get here, then we'll pray. We'll talk a little bit about where we're going today, because, you know, inevitably there's always somebody new.
Reverend Henry Ford and his wife, Dr. Sandra Matthews Ford, started their ministry 10 years ago, focusing on the Black Belt, an economically strained and medically underserved region of Alabama that got its name from the dark soil that once fueled a thriving agricultural industry. Sandra Ford is from the region, Barber County specifically. She remembers how, as a child, she saw an elderly Black woman slowly die in a doctor's segregated waiting room for lack of care. She promised that if the Lord would help her become a physician, she would come back to help the region. Fast forward a few decades later.
And here we are after reading the newspaper article, The Black Belt, Alabama's Third World. They kind of gave us direction and focus and a strategy for actually doing a mobile unit.
That focus inspired volunteer Ron Gatry, who's been going on the monthly mission trips for a couple of years now.
The whole purpose of this trip is to provide health care. One of the things I do is just help set up the medical equipment at the various medical stations. And then we also have a food ministry there, too, so we'll be getting the equipment and all of that kind of set up.
Yeah.
And with that, the convoy of cars and a mobile medical vehicle starts down I-65. 2.5 hours later, they roll up to the Hertzboro Senior Citizens Center. Henry Ford kicks the clinic into action.
Yeah. Sorry, we're running a little late, but we're going to make up the time. We had an adventure, you know. The way we came, the bridge was out. So I had to back up. So I drive this mobile clinic, so we had to, like, oh, man, God is good. And we made it. One of the best doctors in the whole wide world, Dr. Ford. We believe somebody's going to get healed today. Amen? Anybody got a pain or two? Anybody here know Jesus, though? That's what I want to know.
61-year-old Hertzboro resident George Jelks is one of the first to enter the mobile medical vehicle. He meets with Dr. Ford, who examines him to determine his health and spiritual status.
Okay, did you take the flu shot? You had your immunizations and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to get what kind of preventive care is available to you in this area, but like your colonoscopy, your prostate eye examination. Do you feel like your needs are well met? Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Okay.
I've been married for 10 years.
Well, praise God.
Yeah.
You have a relationship with your Savior?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so you know him personally?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
sir.
So you are well, spirit, body, and soul.
Yeah.
Praise God.
82-year-old Laura Williams is a retired Tuskegee VA hospital employee. She has diabetes, and today, clinic workers discover her blood glucose level is 331. Her blood pressure is 213 over 90, both alarmingly high numbers.
If I had not come out to this clinic today, I would have not known my blood pressure was up. Talking with this diabetes lady, she really kind of shocked me back to reality. Lay off that salt. I got to do better. And I'm glad I came to this clinic. I don't think I'll miss another one.
Hertzboro Mayor Michael Wells makes an appearance at the senior center. He says he's grateful the Fords brought their ministry to town. He says it's been a tough couple of years, but things are looking up.
Probably the troubles go back to the early 80s when tornadoes pretty much ripped up the Hertzboro downtown area and a lot of homes. Businesses shut down rather than reopening. Then we had some sawmills closed down and a couple of our small manufacturers also closed down, so we lost a good employment base. But our town is now in the black financially. We're actually showing a little bit of extra income, and we're going to start rebuilding our infrastructure. And once we can get our town cleaned up a little bit, we're hoping that we can lure some businesses back to Hertzboro.
After a day of witnessing and healing and fellowship, the Fords close with a prayer.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
And the army of God prepares to head back to Birmingham.
Did you close that door good? You kind of have to slam it.
With the mission accomplished, the Fords and their volunteers set their sights on another distressed Black Belt community next month. They go forth armed with faith, goodwill, and a belief in mobile medicine. For WBHM, I'm Nathan Turner, Jr.